Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you got a lot of rest and relaxation and got some stuff done around the house and anything else you had to get done. Me, I got to work. I came in here on Saturday and filled in for Ken. Had a good time chatting with all of you and then ran some errands, went home and locked myself inside the house for the rest of the weekend. Said, I'm not going anywhere. Saturday, I think I ended up... Well, I started watching a show on Netflix. It's actually from Sci-Fi Channel, but I started watching Resident Alien, which is one of the few shows that have made me laugh out loud in a long time. So I've been trying to binge watch that. So I watched some of that Saturday night. Went to bed early. Slept late on Sunday. Got up, did some work. Watch the Celtics dominate, and then I watched Late Night with the Devil, which was a very good movie. It's getting some mixed reviews from people, both movie fans and horror fans, but I thought that it was very well done, a very unique take on horror films, and it's basically lost footage from a fake late 70s talk show. You know, late night talk show. And for a Halloween special to try to increase ratings, they have a possessed girl on and all hell breaks loose. But it's on the Shudder app, which is a great app if you're a horror fan and you don't have it. I think it's like $5 a month, $6 a month. And it's also on AMC Plus if you have that. Some people I know got that for some of the other programming they had. Walking Dead shows and some of the other things they've put on there, but I've never bothered with AMC Plus because most of those shows end up on AMC anyway. But if you have either of those, you can check it out. It's called Late Night with the Devil. So later on today, we will be joined by Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light. He'll join us in the 8 o'clock hour as he does each Monday to turn on the light. We'll talk about some of the local issues going on in New Bedford. Until then, though, it's you and I at 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Speaking of the app, if you haven't downloaded it yet, go ahead and get it. It's free, thanks to our friends at South Coast Towing. But this is the final week to try to win cash on WBSM. So we will have 10 codes each day, starting at 8 a.m., one code every hour. Each time you hear the code, you can enter it at WBSM.com or on the app, on the Win Cash page, in the right box for that hour's code. And when you do that, you're entered to win $100. And then each time you enter, whether you win or not, you are also entered to win the $30,000 grand prize. So it's all made possible from Architect-Managed IT Services. That's our sponsor for Win Cash on WBSM. And so you'll get 10 chances to play today and all through the week, which means you've only got 50 codes left. And that means if you have been following along and getting every code, as I know some of you have, by the time the week is over, you'll have had 200 entries toward that $30,000 grand prize, right? If my math is correct. 200 entries plus those bonus entries you can get for following us on social media and all of that stuff. But still, 200 entries. I don't know when your odds are ever going to be that low, or, yeah, that low, to win $30,000. Or, no, are your odds that high? Maybe. Anyway, I don't know when you'll ever have a chance to win 30 grand like this. So, again, the first code will be at 8 a.m. and then one code every hour throughout the course of the day. Also this week, we're going to have some interesting discussions on the program. I know tomorrow we're going to be joined by a Freetown firefighter who is going to be doing some stand-up comedy. There's an event coming up next month. There's a charity in which firefighters raise money for the fight against cancer, firefighters who come down with cancer, and they're having a big comedy event in Boston. And it's actually something that's happening nationwide, and it's a bit of a competition. They're going to have these firefighters get up and perform stand-up comedy and get voted on by the audience. And there's a Freetown firefighter who's going to be performing in Boston as part of this. So he's going to join us tomorrow to talk about that, and maybe we can get him to tell a joke or two. But it's, I've known a lot of firefighters in my life. I had firefighters in my family, in my wife's family when I was married. And they all have multiple skill sets. You know, as a firefighter, you work like 3 days on, 2 days off, 2 days on, 3 days off. And they always find a way to do other things in the time that they are off, whether it be carpentry or maybe they're electricians, or maybe they do fire inspections. But this might be the first time I've heard of somebody that's going to do stand-up comedy in their free time. But it sounds like it's a great event for a great cause. So we'll learn more about that tomorrow. And, of course, we'll have great discussions throughout the week. So the Celtics got things started off pretty well yesterday. They were up by as much as, 30 points they led by? And, of course, the Heat is not a team that is going to get blown out in games. They're going to make their runs. They're going to have their comebacks. But they're also a team that can surprise you and steal a win. And I don't think yesterday was demoralizing for the Heat. I think they look at a lot of positives, especially how close they were able to get things toward the end. Now, that can also be because Boston might have pulled back a little bit. It's going to be a long series. You've got to assume when you're playing the Heat, you're probably going to go seven games. At least six or seven games. So they're going to hold back a little bit. But I think that what you saw was very encouraging. What you saw was a team, first of all, that didn't have any rust from their starters not playing in 10 days. We saw a team that was ready to go, and I think that they looked more ready to go than I've ever seen them to start the playoffs in a number of years. So I think that bodes well, but we'll see how the series shakes out. I don't know that I'm going to be able to stay up for all the games, but I'm going to do my best. And the Bruins won too. I didn't watch that. I'm not really a hockey fan. If the Bruins make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, I might watch some of that. But generally, I don't follow hockey. Game two of the Celtics, though, will be happening on Wednesday with a 7 p.m. start, which is, you know, the good thing about these early playoff rounds is they don't make you wait for those 8 o'clock starts. In fact, the next game after that is Friday night in Miami with a 6 p.m. start. So they're at least going to be a little bit more accessible to those of us that have to get up early in the morning. But are you feeling it? Are you feeling that this is the year for either team? I think people have, I don't follow hockey that closely, but I hear what people are saying about the Bruins. And I think people have more of an expectation out of the Celtics than they do the Bruins. Then that just could be because I'm surrounded by more basketball fans than hockey fans. But there seems to be this expectation with the Celtics of okay, enough's enough already. You put the best team you've had of this era on the floor. Fourth best record in the regular season, I think, in franchise history. You've got to do something now. This isn't the big three Celtics of the Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen era where fans would have been willing to have given them a season to gel, I think. And I wrote about this back then when I was writing for the Standard Times. You know, it might not happen this year, but it feels like it's going to happen at some point. And it ended up happening that year. And if not for injuries, they would have had a couple more cracks at it too. So I think that's the feeling is that, hey, Celtics, we've given you enough time to mature and get better. And you made the finals in 22, but now it's time to actually get there and win. So it'll be a fun postseason. And I hope a long postseason. There's nothing better than having it be Memorial Day and having there be a Celtics game, or Memorial Day weekend and having it be a Celtics game. It's still one of the best games I ever covered was that Memorial Day weekend game against the Nets, where at the time it was the biggest comeback in NBA playoff history. I just got in a new truck and drove to Boston. Well, not new. It was 10 years old, but it was new to me. Drove to Boston in it. Then got stuck in traffic after not having a standard shift for a long time. I'm stuck in traffic with it. Little trial by error, I think. Then having a drive to a rooftop garage with a sharp ramp. That was fun. But that was a great game. And I don't know, I kind of like going home in June to watch the Celtics play basketball. So hopefully that'll be the case this year. 508-996-0500. We're going to be talking about some different things today. Now, if you remember, we had that story about the dogs that were taken in custody in Pawtucket. These dogs that were not properly cared for. They're going to be made available for adoption today. So if anybody was keeping an eye on that, thinking they'd want to take some of those dogs into their home, 11 of the dogs seized from that Pawtucket home will be made for adoption beginning today. They'll be available to view beginning at 10 a.m. However, they can't be taken home until later on this week because they're going to get spayed or neutered later on this week. But if you remember, that couple was criminally charged in how for the way these animals were treated. They took a total of 46 dogs from their house and charged them with 46 misdemeanor counts of unnecessary cruelty under the animal cruelty statute for failing to provide the dogs with adequate living conditions. And these 11 dogs that will be made available today are being made through the Potter League for animals. So beginning at 10 a.m., you can go to Potterleague.org. Potterleague.org. And then you'll be able to go to Browse Pets and see some of those 11 dogs. And they've got a bunch of dogs and cats and guinea pigs on there right now. See a couple rabbits. See a cat that kind of looks like Hitler. I feel so bad for Hitler cats. It happens quite a bit. This poor cat, her name is Lucy. She's got a black nose and a white face and a little black haircut. Looks kind of like Hitler. Poor Lucy. All right, 508-996-0500. You can also use App Chat or Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app. We're going to take a break and be back in a few moments.
Of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more.
Well, love's got nothing to do with this woman who was arrested for animal cruelty by Billerica police. The woman is from Centerville, which, as far as I know, is part of Chatham, not Billerica. But anyway, I don't know what the whole situation is, but we'll get into this coming up after the news. Another case of dogs being abused, including torturing one with a shock collar. So I don't know what's going on these days that there's so much callous attitude toward these dogs, but thankfully these folks are being caught and are being held accountable, and these dogs are being taken away and hopefully end up in the loving arms of families that will take care of them and help them overcome the trauma that they've been through. But what is going on with people lately? And I say that knowing that it probably happens more than we know, and that we're just fortunate that in these particular cases, these people have been arrested and charged, and these dogs have been rescued from them. But it's kind of heartbreaking to open up the news each morning and see another animal cruelty story. So we'll get into some of those details coming up. But right now, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Opening statements expected in Trump's hush money trial. The Ukrainian president is thanking the United States. And meet your new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Opening statements in former President Trump's hush money trial are set for today in New York. White House reporter and attorney John Decker says this is a big moment for the country.
This is unprecedented. This is historical. The idea that a former president in a criminal courtroom facing charges, it's unheard of. It's incredible that this could happen.
It's expected that the trial could last up to 6 weeks. That's time Trump cannot spend on the campaign trail. The former president is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to an adult film star just prior to the 2016 election. Magazine publisher David Pecker is set to be the first witness in the trial. According to the New York Times, Pecker is expected to testify about conversations with Trump about the hush money payments. Pecker, who was the publisher of the National Enquirer in 2016, admitted to running a so-called catch-and-kill plan in order to squash negative press and help Trump in the election that year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is thanking the U.S. after the House passed a bill providing additional assistance to Ukraine in its ongoing war with Russia. More from Mark Mayfield.
In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Zelensky said passage of the bill sends a powerful signal the U.S. will help protect democracy around the world. He called it a show of leadership and strength. He added that it's critical to get resources on the battlefield as soon as possible. The package includes about $61 billion in aid for Ukraine and is expected to pass the Senate this week. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today over whether homeless people can be cited for camping on public property. Tammy Trujillo with more.
At the center of the case is the Oregon City of Grants Pass, which has been enforcing ordinances that ban camping in city parks and on public property. A lower court ruled that if there are more homeless people than available shelter beds, the city can't fine people for camping outside. Opponents of the city's rules argue they violate the Eighth Amendment's protections against excessive fines and cruel and unusual punishment. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee, investigating a shooting at a block party that left two people dead and seven others injured. Police Chief Sarah Lynn C.J. Davis said investigators are working to identify suspects.
We stand together to denounce the senseless acts of violence in our community.
Hundreds of people were at the party Saturday night when officers responded to emergency calls and found two men dead at the scene and six others injured. Three of those injured are in critical condition. Authorities say they're searching for at least two suspects in connection with the mass shooting. Tesla is dropping prices. The electric vehicle manufacturer has faced declining sales recently, reducing prices of the Model X, Model Y, and Model S by $2,000. The company also announced layoffs last week, firing roughly 14,000 employees.
Yes. See, baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without you, baby.
And the list of 2024 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame includes classic rock and hip-hop acts, among others. The names were announced Sunday night on American Idol. They include Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. The ceremony takes place October 19th in Cleveland.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics opened the first round of the postseason by dominating the Heat 114-94. Boston hosts Miami for Game 2 Wednesday night. The Boston Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs at TD Garden tonight at 7. And the Red Sox head to Cleveland to play the Guardians tomorrow night after beating the Pittsburgh Pirates Sunday 6-1.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Monday morning. A frosty start with temperatures in the mid-40s, mostly sunny skies throughout the day. This afternoon, sunny in the mid-50s. Overnight tonight, that frost advisory will go into effect at 11 o'clock and extending into tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Under clear skies, those temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow, a beautiful day, mostly sunny in the upper 50s and breezy. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecilia Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Ocean Wine and Spirits Liquors for the largest selection of Nips near Fairhaven, now open at 157 Pope's Island in New Bedford. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
will definitely discuss the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees for 2024, but people are going to complain. It's going to happen. Oh, they're not. How do you put these people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame covers all types of popular music. So it's not confined to just bands that would be categorized as rock. It's going to cover anything that has happened in music from the rock and roll, from the birth of rock and roll on. And in fact, even some of the artists from before the birth of rock and roll that gave influence to the birth of rock and roll. So yeah, you need to have a Big Mama Thornton in there, and you need to have a Mary J. Blige in there. So there's going to be a lot of folks who complain, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is going to evolve as time goes on. You know, in the 1980s, when they first started inducting people, you got your Beatles and Elvis and all of your hit makers of the 50s and 60s, but now they've got to go a little bit deeper. Yet there's still people that should be in there and aren't. I'm going to die on this hill. The Monkees belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They do. Well, the Monkees didn't play their own instruments. Well, neither did the Four Tops and they're in. Neither did any of these vocal groups. They're in. Why can't the Monkees just be considered a vocal group? Anyway, we can get into that a little bit later on. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Did you know on Saturday around 10:30 there was another power outage?
There was. I was actually here on the air while it happened.
Okay. But I checked on the outage map. Originally when I checked on it, it had zero, that nobody had reported it. And then when I checked a few seconds later, it went to over 1,300.
Yeah, it was pretty significant. From what I saw, someone had posted a report from Eversource that it said that there was a transformer fire.
Oh, okay.
So this was a particular incident that caused this, that was something they were able to pinpoint. But still, just another one to add to the list.
Yeah, it just happened to be, what a coinkydink that it happened right after all the other ones.
So we're on a generator here, so things kicked over quickly. Were you without power?
Yeah, so again, it was briefly, like the other ones were, so I thought it was related to those. Eversource does call back once the power's back on and when it went back on, but it just seemed funny that it happened right after speaking about it on the radio last week.
Yeah.
I think more people called in because of hearing it on the radio, because they would just think of it, oh, it's just a few seconds, I'm not going to bother saying anything. And really, it just makes them know that we're paying attention, that when we lose power.
Absolutely, yeah. If you had to estimate, how long would you say it was without power on Saturday?
I wouldn't say any more than 10 minutes.
Okay. Still, that's pretty inconvenient for a lot of people, especially on their day off. You know, they might be home and trying to get some stuff done, trying to get laundry done or something, and then the power goes out. And again, this sounds like it was something that can't be helped. You know, a transformer fire, those kind of things happen. But when you've already kind of eroded the trust of people because you have these incidents and you're not explaining to them why, you know, people are going to get suspicious.
And I'm glad to see Jimmy Buffett's going in.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise because he wasn't even nominated. It was kind of one of those things where they decided that, you know, because of his passing and because of the influence that he had, it was a good idea to honor him with this award.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
Bye.
And, you know, I'm not a big Jimmy Buffett fan, but I understand why people like him. I just personally don't. It's not that I dislike him. I'm just not into it like other people are. But it's still, you know, it's not about my personal taste. It's about who is worthy and who is deserving. And certainly Jimmy Buffett is somebody who is deserving. But they put him in under a different category
Let me see if I can find the details of that. Sorry, I know this is not great to hear when I'm looking things up. It's a separate non-voted category for musical excellence. So that's why he's going in. He wasn't nominated. He hadn't been nominated. This was something that was decided by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame committee. Now, some of the other bands that are going in, and you heard Phil mention them, but Mary J. Blige, Cher, and Cher has said that she was pretty adamant about this in an interview where she said she does not want to go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She doesn't have any interest in it. She's upset that it took so long to be nominated, and so she doesn't give it any credence, and she's not going to be involved. So it'd be interesting to see if she sticks with that now that she's been nominated and went in on her first nomination. But Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, Tribe Called Quest. And it's hard to argue with any of those folks as performers. Musical excellence, again, will be Jimmy Buffett, Dionne Warwick, Norman Whitfield, and they are getting the MC5 in finally under that category. MC5 was very influential in the rock scene, but they are just not well known. People might recognize, like, Kick Out the Jams, but for the most part, people don't recognize MC5. Musical Influence Award, Alexis Corner, John Mayall, of course, John Mayall's Blues Breakers, and of course, the legendary Big Mama Thornton. So, and Suzanne DePass is getting the special award for her contributions to music. Remember, she was the one who kind of found the Jackson 5 and led a lot of Motown artists in those days. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning to you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I agree with you. The Monkees should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, originally they weren't allowed to play their instruments, but they could. Peter Tork and Mike Nesmith could play guitar. They were musicians, and he was a songwriter, too. He wrote different drum, Mike Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz. They learned Davey. I don't think he learned how to play guitar, but their songs are really good.
Yeah, and they were just the singers performing those songs. Right. Some of the songs they wrote, yes, but you know, why is it that we look at bands like, you know, other 50s and 60s bands, we look at them differently. We say, oh, they're okay, you know?
Yeah, right. I just want to say, too, they weren't allowed to play their instruments, but actually, they did play their instruments later on in their careers on some albums. And but there's other people that have been excluded, John Denver and Jim Croce. Why aren't they in the Hall of Fame?
You would think they'd be in for not only just their performances, but their songwriting abilities as well.
Yeah, so I just had to call up and say something about that. And
You know why the Monkees aren't in? It's because Jan Wenner has a personal vendetta against them being in. Jan Wenner, the guy, the publisher and founder of Rolling Stone, you know, he was the guy that was keeping them out for all these years. Now he's been ousted from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So maybe there's a pathway for them. Although it's, you know, it's kind of terrible that it all happened now and only Mickey's left.
Yeah, Mickey's left. That's all. Huh? Hey, have a good day to you.
You as well.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
And Mickey was actually just performing in Rhode Island a few weeks ago. He is out there performing. He just released an EP not that long ago where he sings REM songs. And before that, he had an album where he was singing Mike Nesmith songs. And I was very fortunate. I had seen the Monkees in the 90s. mid-90s, when they used to do the Oldies 103 free concerts at City Hall Plaza. This is even before they went over to the Hatch Shell. I don't know that I ever went to any of them at the Hatch Shell. I must have. Yeah, I did. I went to a couple of them. But we used to go to the City Hall Plaza ones, and I remember, like, this was the one that I really cared about going to, and it was just Mickey and Davey. but it was a great show. My mom's car was in the shop, and we had to like get a rental car so that we could all get up to, you know, all five kids and my parents to get up to Boston. But it was worth it. And we had great seats, and it was a fantastic show. And then I was very, very lucky to see Mickey and Mike just weeks before Mike passed away. And that was an excellent show. And I was fifth row from the stage. When I went on to buy my tickets, I was like, well, I only need one. Maybe I can get a pretty good seat. And sure enough, I got fifth row from the stage, which was very close at the Chevalier Theater. And I could tell that Mike probably wasn't going to be around much longer, and I didn't realize it was only going to be a couple of weeks. So glad I got to see them both. But yes, they belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Huge, huge hit songs. Huge television show. It waned in the second season. But it was a huge cultural force when it came out, and it really changed music, opening up the doors for pop bands to be television stars, opening up the door for MTV. And in fact, Mike Nesmith helped to invent MTV. Anyway, I've got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Got a little bit of a sore throat. I don't know. Maybe I talked too much over the weekend. But I just want to ask you, Mary J. Blige, she's got like that powerful voice. Mm-hmm. She really knows how to put it out there. But I don't know. Also, her being R&B. And I was thinking back to, what the heck is the name? Teddy Pendergrass. Did he ever make it into the Hall of Fame?
I'm not sure.
And Luther Vandross. I mean, everybody loved his voice. I don't know if he lived long enough. I don't know, but I was just thinking about those two. And I'm really surprised that Ozzy Osbourne wasn't already in there.
Well, he's already in with Black Sabbath. So this is him in as a solo artist. So I just looked it up. Teddy Pendergrass was put in the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. So he is at least a Hall of Famer in that regard, but not in the Rock Hall. The thing with Ozzy Osbourne is it sparked that debate once again of, do we really need to put artists in for their solo careers if they're already in with the bands they were in? And I think yes. Mm. I think it's completely different. You know, a Hall of Fame career is a Hall of Fame career if it's solo or if it's with a band, you know?
Right.
You don't have to combine the two.
No, I absolutely agree, because the scariest thing for anybody to do, like Lionel Richie, when you leave, like when he left the Commodores, to go be on your own, I mean, that's a big risk, because people might say, no, you know what? I'd rather have you with the band, with the, you know, backup players and whatnot. So, I mean, if you can achieve that after being so successful as a group, then I totally agree with you. They should be in the Hall of Fame as well, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well.
I mean, imagine Michael Jackson not being in it as a solo artist just because he's already in it with the Jackson 5, you know?
Great, great point right there. That's a good way of shining a light on it by using Michael Jackson as an example. Absolutely, I agree with you. And I just want to tell you, Tim, I really, really enjoy waking up, sharing my mornings with you. They should have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame host, talk show host. Because you are great, and the way you start the day off with these topics, it's really good. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too. I'll talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
And I've got to take one final break here for this hour. We'll be back in a few moments.
All right, that is going to do it for this hour. We are out of time. We will take more of your calls coming up in the next hour, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Like Dave in New Bedford, who says, for the life of me, I don't know why Jethro Tull is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They certainly have a great history with many iconic songs and albums. Ian Anderson is a very talented singer, songwriter, musician, and band leader. I believe they are still active. Yeah, that's one, Dave, that I scratched my head at, too. You would think Jethro Tull had enough influence.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.